Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Steelers Today on DK Pittsburgh Sports. I'm your host, Eddie Provident. With me is Dale Lawley. Dale, there's a rumor going around that you're going to be the next USC head football coach.
I'm putting my name in for the job. By the way, first, before we start here, I want to mention that Eddie's a closet Cleveland Browns fan. That's why he wore the colors today.
Orange and black, which isn't even any better because that's a Flyers. Yeah, Flyers and Bengals. So there you go. But there's about as much truth to that rumor going around.
If they offered me the job, I would take it. I'm all for taking that job. Mike, Tom, the ridiculousness of that whole situation.
So stupid.
This is what sports talk radio has brought us to. They need something to talk about on a regular basis. I get it. I do a talk show every day on Steelers Nation Radio.
Yep.
And you need subjects to talk about. Most of the time on that show, we don't even necessarily talk about the Steelers. We talk about the NFL and things that affect the Steelers, but we're not making crap up just to have something to talk about. And that's what happens all too often in sports talk radio. And then it all gets lumped in, you guys in the media. No, it's not you guys in the media.
It's two or three names, and that's it.
I don't want to deal with that stuff. Now, if somebody from USC, this is why... Last week, when Tomlin's name was thrown out there, he might be possibly interested in the LSU job, which he wasn't. You just brush that off. When Carson Palmer comes out and says, who's part of the search committee at USC, that Mike Tomlin is the quote-unquote wild card there, now you have to address it. But it doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it...
To put it to bed so we can get on the football, I mean, that's Carson Palmer trying to drum up some... excitement around a coaching job.
Exactly.
It's one of those old school college, programs that has kind of fallen off the map a little bit, and they're trying to get them back to where they were. That's all that is.
You're trying to pump up your university by throwing a name in there of a guy who's been successful at the NFL level, and wow, he might want out. That was what Tomlin was talking about when he mentioned at the end of his press conference on Tuesday. Yep. Nobody's asking Sean Payton this. Nobody's asking Andy Reid. Sean Payton was in the exact same situation that Mike Tomlin's going to find himself in at the end of this year. You no longer have your franchise quarterback. Do you want to move on? Well, obviously he does. He just signed a new contract extension last year. He wants to be part of this. When they signed him to that contract extension, Art Rooney expressly said that they did this because they want Mike Tomlin to be the guy to lead the Steelers into that post-Ben Roethlisberger era. So there was, that discussion was had. They had that discussion. He's extended through 2024. He's not going anywhere, folks.
And listen, I've been here for 3 months now, a little over 3 months. If I've learned one thing, listen to Dale. He knows what he's talking about. Despite what the comment section says, he knows what he's talking about. Yeah. With that said, let's talk some Steelers football.
Okay.
We've got a game coming up with the Browns. We've got a bunch of storylines to talk about. Steelers are getting healthy. What are you looking forward to with this football game?
You know, the Browns-Steelers games, I've always said that it's good for the NFL and it's good for the Steelers when the Browns are competitive. Mm-hmm. It's no fun to go up there and watch the Steelers beat the snot out of the Browns year in and year out. You know, Ben Roethlisberger's 11-2-1 in that stadium. I've seen some just ridiculous beatdowns, of the Browns up there over the years. So it's good that that rivalry is heated. You can have a rivalry in terms of the fans, when one team's good and one team's not. But it makes it hard to push that rivalry on the football field,
right,
when one team is just completely dominant over the other.
Mm-hmm.
In that regard, it's good. It's good for the game. It's good for both organizations. It's good for both cities. So I'm looking forward to that. I want to see, how the Steelers respond to, we've kind of seen how Cleveland responds to kind of being the front runner, the team that everybody
right.
has picked. I want to see how the Steelers respond to being an underdog in Cleveland. They've won their last two games. They've kind of righted the ship here, to a certain degree. And can they continue that coming out of the bye? The Browns are kind of trying to hold things together until they get more healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Are they able to do that? Should be a good football game. This is what you want out of, two division rivals. You want a competitive football game.
The big thing for me, and we've heard Tomlin was asked about it yesterday. Chris Wormley talked about it on Monday. It's can they stop the running game? And with Cleveland, that's
what they're going to do.
That's what they're going to do.
They have almost a 50-50 split. I wrote about it on Monday. This is a team that is going to run the football, and they're going to run it a lot. And Nick Chubb's coming back this week. He's one of the best running backs in the NFL. I think the Steelers can stop the run. They had a bad quarter against the Seattle Seahawks. They were trying to keep Seattle
doing what they did on Monday night, which is what you said on Twitter. Yep.
That was their main focus. That's the one way that Seattle can beat you. Otherwise it's death by 1,000 paper cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Against the Browns, do they have somebody that can beat you over the top? I guess Rashard Higgins could get deeper. Donovan Peoples-Jones, if you leave those guys uncovered, it could be a problem. But you better stop Nick Chubb, and you better stop him consistently. The Steelers' run defense isn't necessarily built to be stout. They're built to get stops behind the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what their run stopping is predicated on. They'll give up a 5-yard run, 5-yard run, 5-yard run. Then they get you for a 2-yard loss, and you're behind the sticks. Then they can rush the passer. That's what they're built to do. If they can do that, if they can get some guys knifing through there to get Chubb in the backfield before he gets going, then you put the onus on whoever starting it for the Browns at quarterback to make some plays down the field, and that's not what they want to do.
Yep. Well, you heard it here. Got to stop the run. For Dale Lawley, for DK Pittsburgh Sports, I'm Eddie Provident. Don't forget to check out BetQL. Their information is in the description below. Thanks for watching. As always, we'll see you next time.